Hello everyone, this is Monsef Aftab and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. Very happy that Sharon Joseph is joining us for the first time on the show. I really love her work and the energy she embodies and also the gifts that she shares with the world. And I'm really fascinated by what people can experience when they connect with her and work with her, and really read about so many stories about healing stories from people who worked with her before. And very excited that she will be sharing her message and also healing gifts with us today. And today we'll be talking about letting go of the old and breaking through to joy. So we'll be talking about connecting more deeper to our hearts and making the choices that are based on love instead of fear. And also she will guide us on a group healing activation. So stay tuned for that. And also we'll have in the second part of the call, it will be the Q&A where you can ask your questions. For that, if you are on the phone or the web call, you will be able to talk to Sharon by pressing *2. And for those of you on the webcast page, you can, as always, type in your question there on the question box. And before we start, I would love to share with you a little bit about Sharon. So Sharon Joseph has professionally coached people in their personal growth for the last 15 years. She is a channel, a healer, an author, medium, animal communicator, and a clairvoyant. Sharon is a mirror for others to explore and embrace who they are, supporting them as they step into the fullness of their being. Using her astute medical intuition, X-ray vision, clairvoyance, energy interpretation, and healing, as well as her gifts as a medium, Sharon helps people uncover and focus on what they can accomplish in any area of life, including personal growth, health, relationships, success, and career. She is also a very fast and powerful healer. With that, Sharon, welcome to the show. We're very happy to have you with us today.
Thank you, Monsef. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for having me. You're such a gentle and loving soul. I'm really honored to be here, and I'm sure that your tribe is vibing in the same way, that you're all very loving and spiritual beings. So I'm very excited to be here with you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sharon. We're happy to have you here, and like you said, really love the audience, and I feel the love that comes from them, whether through the calls or the connection that I have with some of them outside of the calls. And I'm honored to be part of them. And also we're honored to have you with us today, Sharon. I'm really fascinated by the gifts, how powerful they are, and the work that you are doing. So I would love if you can maybe share with us a little bit about that and how you work with your clients, and also maybe some stories of some of your clients.
Sure, I would love that. So let me just tell you a little bit about myself, that I came in with not having all the gifts. It wasn't something that I opened up. I mean, we all come with it, but most of us close them off. I didn't close them off, but you know, as all of us go through life with different traumas and stories, I had to go through all of that to really be able to be a clean vessel. And I constantly work on myself because I feel that it's such a divine mission to help people to step into who they really are and help them shed all these layers. There are so many layers that we have. What I do is I connect with a person's higher self, the guides, the soul. And I go and I have my own team. It's a collective that's from different places in the universe. Some of them were physical, some of them weren't physical. They go by the name of Ben. And they're always around. And I have another team, which is like a healing team of ex-doctors, I would say. They work with me energetically sometimes to do really deep things. Let me see some of the stories that I could tell you. So then I connect to the person, and I get the information through their team and their higher self, what is ready to be shown. Because, you know, we all know things in our heads, but then to really own it, there's a process. It's a journey, right? Maybe even many journeys. I know I've taken many, many journeys to get to where I'm at. So very gently and in the way that the person is ready, we unfold and we look at some of the things in the life that shows what's going on and why it is showing up. If it's in the body, then my guide gave me a whole map of what each organ means in terms of a spiritual, because, you know, everything is connected. We cannot separate the spiritual from the body, from the mental, the emotional. It's all connected. So it all shows up in if there's a blocked energy. So when I look at a person, I could tell where the block is, and we could see why my team and I, why it's there. It could be other past lives, but usually what happens is if there's trauma from past lives, like most of us have, it shows up under a different story, but the same gist of it in this life. So then we can address all of it in the same time. And so we give them, we do energetic work to clear it. We talk to the mental part, to the ego that always wants to keep us safe and wants to keep us in the same place. So, and we give the subconscious a new pathway to follow instead of going to the old pattern, because, you know, all of us act 95-96% of the time from our subconscious. We're not even aware of the patterns that we have. So I could show what the pattern is and say, listen, this is why you have this pattern, or this is what you might want to change, and this is how we're going to change it. So I support them energetically and with many, many tools, very down to earth. It's not out there tools. It's very down to earth tools, and practical and not too hard that people, not hard at all, I should say, that people can follow. And it helps them tremendously. So some of the things that the bigger things, the energetic work is that I help. Not too long ago, a father called me that his son has third stage melanoma. His son was in his 30s, and it was a very big place in his back. And so I told him what I see that his soul wants him to work on, letting go of some things and changing some patterns. And I worked on him. I usually like to work, if there's something really big, I like to work on people at night when they're asleep, because then their mind is out of the way, and I do really deep energy work. And so 3 weeks later, when he went to the doctor, it was all gone. It was all clear. So that made me really happy for him. And there's another person that had blood clots in his leg, and the doctor didn't want to release him because he thought that he could die if he doesn't take care of it. So his wife called me over, and I worked on his blood clots, and I dissolved them completely. And of course, I told them why he had the blood clots and what he needed to change in his life. You know, we can't really change without some work. The work is usually inside of us. what we need to change in the way that we look, in the perspective that we have. And most of us are acting from these patterns that we have, either childhood, past life, or maybe even misconceptions that we got as kids. You know, we misinterpreted things and we put it in our subconscious we're not aware of. Also, in our DNA, we have physical DNA and we have energetic or spiritual DNA that we get from our ancestors. I'm sure you all know that. So that's another thing we could clear. And other things that we could... Oh, recently I had this lady. She just wrote to me a couple of days ago. I didn't even put it up yet. She was in such bad shape. She's pretty young, in her 30s too. She couldn't stand up. She would pass out, and she had a gut. Her gut was... She was constantly having to run to the bathroom, but she needed help because she couldn't get up on her own. And so I worked on her a couple of times, and I told her exactly what's happening with her and what she needs to address and how to do it. And just a little while ago, she wrote to me and she said that she is doing so well. She's able to have a normal life. And now she's going to start healing people. She's going to open up to that. So, so many exciting things are happening. And if I could take another minute to address this, and then Seth, tell me if everybody addressed. I didn't have time to listen. I don't have time to listen to all the speakers, but did everybody address already what's going on now? Is that too much to add a couple of minutes of what I think is happening?
I would love if you can talk about that. Yeah, I think it's really important. Yeah.
Yes, it's really important. So first of all, let me tell you, before I am going to tell you how I feel about it, I just want to say that if anybody on the call knows anybody, or if you're in fear, or if you are not feeling well, or whatever it is, my compassion and my love goes out to you in a big way. But having said that, I needed to get it out of the way, because what I want to say is that I'm actually really excited about what's coming up the pipeline. See, in my book, a virus is something that takes over the body, right? So when something takes over the body, that means we're giving it the power to take over the body, because we're actually not victims. And again, a disclaimer and an apology, if anybody had felt as a victim, and we all did, we all have that in us, and you went through some horrible things, know that on a higher level, you knew that before you came into this life. On a higher level, you didn't invite it in, of course, but you knew that something like that could happen, and you took it on because you know that you could, and it would help you come into yourself more fully, like who you are more fully. So getting back to the virus, we giving our power away, we've been doing that for so long, with all the masculine energies that have been running on for thousands of years. And we know about the Me movement. I'm not going to go into that. All I want to say is this is an opportunity for us to start creating a new world. And these are the things that I pay attention to. One is not giving the power away, being a sovereign being. The second thing is having a voice, because it comes through the mouth and the throat, right? That's our fifth chakra, where our expression, our self-expression is. I'm sure without asking that many of you on the call have had times in our lives where we just swallow our words and we're afraid to express who we are. And we might even... Some of us might not even know exactly who we are yet. The next thing I want to address, So expression, self-expression, being authentic, really authentic to who you are, not being afraid to speak your mind and say, I don't want this. No, for me, it's a no, clearly. Or for me, it's a yes. I want to do this. I want to change things in this way. So sovereignty, self-expression, and I'm going to address the heart and the lungs. The lungs, in my book, are the container of our life. Because we breathe, breath is life, right? And we breathe into our lungs, and that holds our life. So people that have a hard time breathing have a problem in their life. They don't know how to inhale life. They don't know how to keep the content of their lives in their life. So here, on a grander scale, I'm going back and forth between micro and macro. For us, we need to really step into our power and know, really choose every moment of every day what we want in our life. So we are the masters. Each of us is a master of our life. And together, this whole thing about the global awareness now about the virus, all of a sudden, everybody is cooperating, right? This big globe, all of a sudden, there is no competition. We all share information. We all help each other, right? Some countries send ventilators to other countries. Now they don't have enough. But why can't we do that without something like this, to a crisis that we need to look after? Why can't we birth a new world where each of us can step into who we are and offer to the collective who we are, because each of us is an individual that has their own gifts. And the same with I'm running ahead. And so the same with countries. Each country can offer what they're good at. And then we can have a global community. But we could start with ourselves and with our small community. And the other thing is education. Why can't we let each person excel in what his or her gifts are? And that will serve the better the community and the world. So I'm inviting you all to, this is such a gift, to pause, go inward. We don't have to run outside and get distracted by people, society, buying stuff. We have a moment, a time to go inward and get to know ourselves and get to create us anew. This is what I want. I want my life to be this way. I want my world to look like this. You know, we are all in a collective. We all in a morphic field. We have a morphic field in this call. There's a morphic field of the U.S. or you know, Bali or each country. And then there's a morphic field of the whole world. So the more we support this morphic field, the stronger we get, the stronger our community is going to be. So I invite you to start thinking of this. And I just want to see if there's anything else. Freedom, cooperation, sharing our knowledge, I mentioned that. So being authentic with yourself and getting your power back. Self-love is a big, big, big topic right now. So this is where the heart chakra is. The lungs are where the heart chakra, the fourth chakra. When I do the activation, I will activate all these areas. I will cleanse them. But what I want to say is that start by loving yourself. I'm sure you all heard this. My guides always give people this to do because it's never enough how much we can love ourselves here on this physical plane. We love ourselves outside of here. But here, look in the mirror, look in your eyes, and just say, I love you. I love you. I love you. And fake it until you make it. You know, at first, I have to share with you that when I got this, like 30 years ago or something, when my guides gave it to me, I'm laughing because the first thing I said when I looked in the mirror was, oh my God, my thighs are so big. But then they said, well, say I love you with your big thighs. You know, we're very, at that age, I'm allowed to say that. So what I'm saying is love yourself. And when you love yourself, you have love to give. You have where to give from. And if you're authentic with yourself and you're balanced in the giving and receiving, then everything is in harmony. And then you can help your neighbors and not take away from you. And you can receive help. And we could share this world in a better way. So I know I'm a dreamer, but I feel like this is the time to be doing this, to dream our world anew. So I invite you to do that. So that was my speech about the way things are right now. So Monsef, should we go to the meditation, or do you have any other questions beforehand? Or
maybe one more question. First, thank you so much for what you shared. Really loved everything you shared. It was really inspiring and. Also, again, about these times, because it can be very challenging, but like you said, it's really an amazing opportunity for us to step up, step into our sovereignty and loving ourselves even deeply. I would love if you can tell us from your perspective or maybe an advice to our audience in the times where we don't feel like really grounded because we used before to run away from those parts of us that we were afraid of sitting with or connecting with, and also run away from our fears by doing something else or maybe any other activity. And now mm-hmm. we have more time to be with every part of us. And also there is so much distraction out there, people if we are with other people or the media. So how can we stay grounded through all these, and instead of picking up the energy from others, being starting to emanate love toward others?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question. So, this time also has the support of the planet. I'm not an astrologer, so I don't want to go in there, but the support is that everything that's not real comes up. But in answer to your question, I had to say this because when we start using our creativity, even if you don't think you could draw, or even if you don't like to write, read an inspirational book, breathe. If you really want to do some spiritual work, breathe through your feet. That way you're grounded. If you can go outside and be by a tree, like in your backyard, the tree will ground you. You could sit on the ground or walk on the ground. That will ground you. And to feel the love and to send it to others, and we're going to do it in our call today, but go into your heart, and in your heart, you can send love, you can be love, you can feel love, and then you emanate it. And so just being in the love will get you to that frequency. And besides being in the love, even more so is if you're in gratitude, it brings your vibration up. And it's all about vibration. So if you want to get into a higher vibration where you can emanate your love to a larger distance, then go into your heart and feel what is it that you are thankful for? And you could start with little things and keep going to a deeper and deeper level. There's so many things to be thankful for. And even if you are going through a hard time, which I'm not, I hope you're not, but if you are, there are still good things that you can be thankful for. I am really thankful for being for having the opportunity to be here at this momentous time in history of humanity where we get to change our awareness. And there's so many things that I'm constantly stopping and making a note. Oh my God, thank you, thank you, thank you. So that's as much as it gets you into a higher vibration, it also grounds you because then you think of things in your life, your partner, the room that you have, maybe your pets. There are so many grounding things that we are thankful for. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for that, and thank you for reminding us of being grateful, because it really helped us to see the light and see the beauty in whatever is around us. So yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, sure.
And
thank you.
I would love if you can guide us through the healing activation now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I would love that.
Thank you.
So, take a few deep breaths, and nobody hears you, so you hear me, but I'm going to make sound, okay? And if you'd like, you could breathe from the bottom of your feet just to ground yourself. So take a few, 3 to 5 breaths of deep inhale, and let go with a sigh. Again, deep in breath. What that does, it relaxes your nervous system. Again, deep in breath. Okay. Now, take a little pipe or something that connects you from the bottom of your spine from your root chakra all the way to the middle of the of Gaia, to the center of the earth. If you can connect to the center of the earth and just feel the love that Gaia has for us. She has supported us for so long and she still does it so beautifully. She's healing so nicely. You could look around and you see that the skies are clearer now. There are even images of less carbon dioxide or ozone layers that are smaller holes in our environment. Gaia is taking care of us for eons and she will keep on being here. And then go back up with your imagination or thoughts and go up to the grand central sun, not our sun, although you could go to our sun. You go to the central sun in the middle of our galaxy and just see this wave of golden light that's coming our way now. It is very powerful. It's coming to help us evolve. And bring it through your crown chakra. And now take the energies and bring it down to your heart. And take the energy from Gaia and bring it all the way up to your heart. And mix the two together in your heart. Feel how you're grounded but connected to all that is. Take a deep breath and let go. Now bring some relaxing energy up your legs to your first chakra. Bring in light lots of it. It could be red if you see colors. And bring it into your body. It could also be white or gold or whatever color you see. And now I want you to be in your root chakra and feel safe. Feel what it feels to be safe. I've asked your higher selves and your guides to join us before this call. And they're holding space for you. I'm holding space for all of us to really let go and feel safe. Your higher self and soul are always with you. They're part of you. They've got you. They've got your back. Nothing can happen to you. Your guides and angels are around you as well. Feel safe and protected. Go up to the second chakra, which is a little bit under your belly button. And the frequency of this one is orange, but you could bring in regular light or any color that you desire. And feel inside. Saturate your whole body, all the organs inside in this orange. This is where your creativity center is. I invite you to invigorate it. Turn it on. Turn the fire on so that you can get creative in your being. Creativity is the bridge to your intuition. It is essential in navigating your life in authenticity and sovereignty. Connect to your creativity now. You don't have to see what it is exactly. Just feel connected. Feel the power of it. Feel how you're saturating your organs in orange or other color and you're waking your creativity. Setting it on fire. Keep bringing the energy up to your third chakra, which is your solar plexus. And it's called solar plexus because that's your energy, that's your sun, that's your powerhouse. Take your power back from this virus that has brought us all into this fear. Take your power back from all of wherever you gave it away, whether it was in the wrong way to your parents, to your teachers, to your loved ones, to your friends. Just claim your power back. You are a powerful being. I am a powerful and sovereign being. So bring in more light and go up to the fourth chakra, your heart. Bring in rose quartz color or green if you prefer. Bring it into your heart and let's stay there and clean your heart until you feel that you cleaned all those layers of hurt and all those layers of worry that were accumulated there for all those years. I'm going to be quiet and just let you saturate your heart with this rose quartz light. Go deeper and take off more layers of your heart. With your permission, say yes if you're permitting your guides and us to clear all the walls that are surrounding your heart. Bring them down now. in the front and in the back of your heart. Beautiful. Take another deep breath and release. Look in love and exhale all that debris that doesn't serve you from your heart. In love, out, young. And when you're ready, we'll go to your lungs. The lungs are the container of your life. Bring in green energy. You can ask Archangel Raphael, he's here to help us bring in some green healing energy to clean the lungs. Cleaning not only what's going on here now on this earth, but also your entire life, grief and misery and pain out of from your lungs, clearing it all now. Repeat to yourself after me. I allow love in. I'm open to love. I choose to love life. It is safe to receive love. Now we go up to our throat, and here we bring in blue light. The throat chakra's frequency is blue. Bring in this light and feel that you're cleansing your throat, your mouth, everything, everything. All those words that you wanted to say and you stop yourself. All the feelings that you had that you wanted to verbalize and you didn't, clear all that out now. This is your time. Clear whatever invaders are in your system that are in your throat that you do not need right now, that don't support you. Allow yourself to be in full expression. I allow myself to express who I am now. You're allowing yourself to be loud and bold. Don't hold back. This is who you are. Be proud of who you are, not from an ego perspective, but from the perspective of knowing who you are and how loving you are and how you can contribute. Exhale all the debris. And Archangel Michael is here to vacuum all of that debris. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Now we're going to your third chakra. Sorry, to the third eye, the sixth chakra. And you could bring in indigo color, or you could bring in regular light, whatever you move to bring in. Open the curtain of your third eye. Take it down. Inwards. Go in and imagine having a curtain over your third eye. Bring it all the way down. you are allowing yourself to see from your third eye. That is the correct vision for all of us. Bring in more light and go behind, between your ears and down in the center of your head, behind your third eye is the pineal gland. Get the light to shine the pineal gland and all the crystals around it. Shine them with light. See those sparklies, like spick and span sparkly light, cleaning everything. I'm allowing my intuition to work now. I'm ready to see with my inner vision. Go up to the seventh chakra, bring more light in. And now you could bring in light from the top, from God, Goddess, all that is, whatever your belief system is. And now connect to the Creator. Have a bridge connecting you to your higher self and to the God of you. We're all part of God, Goddess, all that is. There is nothing outside of it. You are a spark of the Creator. You are a creator. You're a God in your own right. Visualize the new you, empowered, loving, expressing, sovereign, in unity, in love. Whenever you're ready, I would ask you to come back, and I'm not done when you come back, and I know when you'll be in. I want to connect our hearts all over the world and make a field around the earth of love, connecting through love to each of us and to the entire world, encompassing the globe in love and light. From this higher frequency, from this sovereign place, from this authentic place of who you are, from loving yourself deeply, you're loving the rest of us. I'm loving you, and I'm allowing the love to come back into me. Thank you. I'm honored that you allowed me to do this. Thank you so much. When you're ready, come back to the room. Move your fingers and your toes. Take a deep breath. Once when you're ready, let me know.
Yeah. Now that was really, really beautiful and very powerful. Really loved it.
Thank you.
I really felt empowered through the process, and also like my heart filled. It was like I was seeing it like really vast space, very calm, and wanting to give more love and to send more love, which was a really, really beautiful feeling. So yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for doing this this process review for, and also for our audience, I would love to hear from you. What did you experience through that? Yeah, I would love to share it with Sharon. And yeah, in a little bit, we will also take questions from you guys. So if you want to talk to Sharon, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your phone or your web call. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. And yeah, Sharon, before receiving the questions from our audience, I would love if we can talk about the program that you are offering, because I feel it's really it can be really supportive to our audience and very helpful in the current times. It's the body systems rejuvenation, which mm-hmm. include healing meditations, recorded group healing classes, and on top of that, there is a 1-on-1 25-minute body scan healing session with you, and mm-hmm. a new and really powerful 6 weeks online live class that you will be conducting on April 14. So I would love if you can share with us about those and what our audience can expect from joining you in this program.
Yeah, thank you.
And yeah, I forgot. Mm-hmm. I invite you. I invite everyone to follow with us on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Sharon, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Sharon, SHARON. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. Sorry, Sharon, for the interruption.
No problem. No, thank you. Thank you very much. So these meditations are all focused on cleaning the body and going deeper into who we are, really cleaning every cell in the body and raising the frequency, detoxing the organs. As I said, the organs represent something in our life. If there is a problem with an organ or if there's an energy stuck in the organ, there is a reason it's there. So it comes to tell us to look at ourselves and say, oh, no, it's my lungs. I'm grieving something, or I'm not handling life so well. Let me look at it. It's all about life. For example, just to give you an example, what I'm talking about, if you think of a large intestine, it goes around the corner, it goes straight, it goes around the bend, it goes down, it goes out. That represents our life path. So no wonder a lot of us are having problems with digestion. If we don't know how to digest life, we have a hard time releasing. Let me tell you that what is really important to keep the body healthy is everything in our body works to cleanse. The night is used to cleanse the day before, whether it's sleeping and our subconscious digests what went through our day and cleanses what's not important, whether it's our body having this getting ready to have a bowel movement in the morning to remove the waste. Everything in our life, a sexual encounter is an exchange of energy. Everything is about cleaning the energy, because we are all energy. Even though we look physical, we all know that we're energy. So this program helps to clean everything and bring everything to a rejuvenated working order. The eight classes that are recorded are each of the main systems in the body, and it explains, from what my guide told me, it explains what each organ means in terms of our life. and it raises questions and gives directions how to think about it. And there's a meditation for each of these as well. Besides the five meditations that are the cleaning of the energy, the detoxing, there's a meditation for a secret garden that I really love for people to have their own secret garden to go to. And taking the power back is in our solar plexus. That's a very felt energy that each of us have in our solar plexus, that we could claim our power. And anytime I could tell you that I've had this meditation for many years for my guides, and anytime that I feel insecure and I do it, it brings me right back to feeling empowered. And then all of us have some kind of an inflammation in the body, so there's a meditation about that. And know that it's all infused with energetic clearings and healings. And then the last package, the C package, this is a class that I just thought will be a good time to do. I have not done it before, and I want it to be, it's called Breaking Through to Joy, and that's why I decided to call this show of yours, Mansa, Breaking Through to Joy, because I feel that we're all in this time breaking through things. As I said, the planets are helping us be more true to ourselves. And this respite, this pause that we're having right now is helping us connect more deeply with ourselves. So this class is going to give us tools. And it's going to be very personalized. That's why I didn't put more general description. It is going to be for each person. If the class will be too big, I'll split it up, because my guides told me that it's a very personal journey that each of the people that will go on it will, that there will be on the call, on the class, will take this personal journey to breaking through to things they have not broken through before. I could share for me that because of some trauma that I had in the past, I kept myself small for the longest time. Until last year, I was so terrified to speak in front of people. And so part of this journey that they took me on, all of the journey they took me on, has allowed me to be here to offer my service to a larger audience, which I've always wanted to do, but I was too scared to. So I know that whoever connects with me is either a healer or can see things, a seer, or people that have this spiritual part that wants to be alive. So here's your chance to connect to that. We're going to lead you step by step into breaking through the fear and being who you truly are. Now, I know that it's on many levels. So my guides already told me that if it needs to be more than 6 weeks, we might extend it. But I'm starting with 6 weeks. Everyone that will join the class will have my personal attention. That's how I usually do my classes. Within the class, I make it a small class so that each person can have an individual attention. So yeah, I hope that will help.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sharon.
Thank you.
Yeah, for putting together these programs for our audience, and because it's really important to take care of our body and raise the vibration of our body, because it's the vessel that is taking us through this journey of awakening and ascension. And we need to take care of it so it can assimilate the accelerated energies. And we feel that when we feel good in our body, we feel the energy that the immense amount of energy that we have to create, to share with others. I feel this program, it can be really, really helpful to our audience to be able to, mm-hmm. to be in that state of being. And also mm-hmm. thank you for the way you conduct your classes for the 6-week class, the flexibility you have through that, and also the attention you give to each participant, which can be very helpful to everyone joining. So, thank you. Thank you so much, Sharon.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, very grateful to you. And so everyone, really recommend working with Sharon, and you can see the different packages that she's offering, and you can see which one you feel guided to join by going to the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Sharon, SHARON. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page or later on the replay page. Beautiful. Thank you so much again, Sharon.
Thank you. And, thank you,
can we take questions from the audience?
Sure.
Okay. Wonderful. So, everyone, if you are on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. All right, so we have a caller from Michigan, phone number ending with 2634. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hi, Mansa. Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Melissa. I love this call so much. I want to thank you, because it just is, you're not the only dreamer, and it's so nice to, you know, hear kindred spirits and know what's, you know, there's, mm-hmm. you know, such a big picture to what's happening, and so it's lovely. I guess what I'd like to know is, I'm really interested in very interested in taking this class. And mm-hmm. I would like to know, because I feel like, I've been feeling pushed for a couple of months now, especially since February. I really have been feeling this push, like it's time. And I mean, every morning when I'm in my, as I'm just waking up, I'm like in my, you know, that state, it's like I'm so psyched, and I'm talking to people, and I like have an audience, and I'm doing these things, and it's about supporting people, you know, really mm-hmm. helping people be that, you know, support. And I feel like, I feel like I need to be doing this now. You know, it's like I yes. want to, like, get on Facebook. I don't know what. I just want to do something, because I want to be there right now to help people and support them. But mm-hmm. I wondered if you could possibly tell me if you see what my biggest blockage to that is, or if it's just not the right time, because – you know, I get both things, so it's kind of like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
And maybe that's part, you know, I also, today I was thinking, well, maybe that's part of the balance of this, you know, like, there's this where you want to be there, but you also, I want to be there, and I also want to be within longer or something, I don't know how to put that, but mm-hmm. I've been working on myself. For a really long time, really long time. But I feel like when I'm working on myself, I feel like I'm also working on the collective, because it seems like there's such deep, you know, I just want to say gut-wrenching kind of issues, where I go really deep into this processing of, like, you know, wounded stuff. And some of it, I don't even know that it's mine, but I just, you know, I think it's time. And I, you know, part of me feels, that I need support and guidance to make it time. And, you know, and then there's this other part of me that wants to just, you know, rebel it out there, you know.
Yes, let me answer you. So first of all,
thank you.
Thank you. It's music to my ears that you're a dreamer too. Yay.
I know. And, yay. I'm happy.
Yeah,
thank you.
And you're definitely making a difference in to the collective, because each of us affects the collective. You know, we're all part of the collective. So, yes. And as for you specifically, I do see that you're ready. I do feel that what the resistance is that you gave away too much of your energy in past lives and in this life. And there's a fear there of giving too much. And you need to learn to balance the giving and receiving. So, that is one block. And the other block is there's some underlying unconscious, subconscious thought that you're going to give your freedom up, the freedom to do what you want when you want to do it. But you know what? It's going to get you a different kind of freedom. It's not going to take away. It's going to give you so much. And you're really ready. You're really ready for it. You have so much to share and so much support you can give people. And this is the time they need it. Even if you start small in your community, you know, and I would love for you to be on this call, on this class. But if you don't feel that you could, then I'll support you a different way. But you definitely are ready to be out there supporting people. So does that answer your question?
Yes, very much so. It's so funny. I'm outside for the call, and it's birds just kept coming all around me. They're just like, it's like they're all around me. They started to sing, and then they're just looking at me. They're like,
exactly.
They're just looking at me, almost like they're waiting for something. And I'm like,
they're waiting for you. Yes, they're there to support you, you know? You know, this is amazing.
Yeah.
What's outside, that's another thing that I didn't say that is important. Whatever we see in the world, pay attention what it stirs in you, because whatever is outside is a mirror for our inner world. Yeah, we didn't want to create a virus that people die. Of course not. But pay attention, because everything that you see, these birds are there to tell you, hello, freedom, you're ready, you're not taking it, you're not going to give it up, you're getting more of it. Okay, that's what they're there to tell you. Step into your power. Melissa, you're ready.
That's beautiful, Sharon. Thank you. I really needed to
thank
hear
you.
That. I just, my heart felt it. My heart heard you. That was really nice.
Yes.
And it was not only nice, and my heart was resonating to the truth of it too. So I want to reflect back to you that was very accurate. I mean, the giving away, you know, I've been working on that very much lately about my receiving, because I've always, you know, given too much, so that you're right. There's been an imbalance, and I didn't realize it's so conscious to me in this lifetime. I didn't realize that it was also in other lives. So thank you for that. But it would make sense, you know, that other lives, that's why it's here happening in this one. So that makes sense to me. And thank you for that. I'm ready. I really want to do something. So yes,
absolutely. I'm here supporting you. Go for it, girlfriend.
Oh, bless you.
Go
thank
for
you.
It. You're welcome.
I like that. Coaching, that team.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your energy with me.
Okay. It was fun. Thank you, too. I've loved this call. Thank you so much. Very uplifting to me.
Nice.
All right.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much,
thank
Melissa.
You,
Manta.
Thank you.
Thank you for your energy and all that you are bringing.
Love being here. Thank you.
Much love.
All right. Same to you.
That was so beautiful. Thank you so much, Sharon. And
thank you, Mansa.
Yeah. And let's see. We have a question from Missy. She said, I keep getting lung trouble for the last 3 days. When I sit in high vibe and gratitude, it goes away. Do you think I really have a physical issue?
Do I think she has cervical issue?
Physical.
Physical issue. Physical issue.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, what's her name? Does she tell her name?
Missy. M-I-S-S-Y.
Oh. Okay, Missy. Hold on, Missy. Well, she wants to be out of her body. Missy, you want to be out of your body all the time. So I would say definitely connect to the ground. If you can sit by on the ground, be by a tree, choose to be here and be in your power. You keep going out of your body. I see you do that. So I would say that it's not, the physical is from the spiritual. So I want to say that you might want to connect to, I understand you're a spiritual being, but there is a reason that you're not comfortable here. You're not comfortable here on earth. So choose, you know, again, for everybody to know, we could choose different at any moment. Our choice can be instant or it could be slower if we're not allowing it in. You know, we all have our ways of allowing things in. So what I want to say, Missy, is choose at every moment. You came here to be here at this time. You came here to be fully empowered in who you are. You have a lot going on. You have so much to give. And I feel that physically it's the fear of being here on earth and not wanting to be here is manifesting in your body. But you could clear it right away by you making a choice to be here and not to be afraid that something is going to go wrong in your body. There are deeper issues, but that will be more on a personal, you know, we could dig deeper if you had a time, if you wanted to go into a private, we could dig deeper. I feel that it's some trauma that you haven't released yet. So I hope that helps, Missy. And, you know, feel free to write to me, email me if you can't afford to have a one-on-one with me to choose package B, then email me and I will give you some tools to release that. Okay, thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Sharon.
Thank you, Monica.
Much love, Missy. Thank you for your question. Before taking the second question, I felt strongly guided to Melissa because I saw recently maybe she asked to be in the a podcast that I'm hosting about mothers. So if she was her, so I will contact you in the coming days if you want to join us, and if it was not you, just send me an email. We can co-create either there or on the show. So thank you for being here with us today, and let's go to the next question.
Yes, thank you.
We have Sue. She wrote, for some reason my dogs are all not going so great. They are developing tumors under the skin and on organs. I love them and we are all spending our time outside and loving each other. What can I do to support them?
Did she say duck? Dogs or duck?
Dog.
Dogs. Oh, her dogs. Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. So, let me see, Sue. Sue, I'm wondering if they're mirroring to you something about how you are not allowing things to penetrate deeper. I hope that makes sense. But know that your dogs are their own beings, so you can support them by talking to them, talking to their higher self, and communicating telepathically to them just by your thoughts. Send it to them. They will receive it. And just say that you can give them a picture how to shrink their tumors. You can give them unconditional love as you do, but say to them that you know, if they want to, you want them to feel better and to shrink their tumors. You could see them shrink their tumors and support them with the food. I don't know what you feed them, but feed them rice. You can. If I don't know how old they are, I don't have a lot of information, so I'm kind of just trying to figure out from what I feel. I would support them with a lot of supplements that will help them feel better and digest better. That's what I have to tell you. Again, it's kind of going in the dark. I need more information, but that's what I feel from them. And look inside of you. What they want to tell you is where are you not looking deep enough? It's something is under the surface, and you're missing it. So it could be in front of your face, but you're not seeing it. That's it for now. Thank you. I hope that helps, Sue. And again, if you have any questions, just email me.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Sue. And
thank you. Thank you, Linseth.
Thank you, Sharon. We have a question from Marianne from Pittsburgh. I keep getting a daily tarot reading that I am missing an opportunity, blocking my intuition, not seeing what is offered, but I don't know what that opportunity is or how to figure out what it is. Is there some meditation or process to come into what it is that I should be taking advantage of?
Yes, let me think for a moment which one will be best. On my website, there is a free meditation to meet your higher self. In the meditation, you can ask your higher self what the opportunity is for you. Let me see if I can give you a clue. I see something with you writing. I don't know if you're writing or if you want to write. There's something to do with writing, or if you're just writing in your journal, but that's what your guides are showing me, so I would say that it has to do with writing. And it could be articles. It could be something where you are voicing who you are through this writing. Write back, Marianne, right now if you need any more, if you have any more questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. And Marianne, if you have more questions, just type them on the question box.
It could be something creative too. If it's not writing, it could be painting. It's something creative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry, I interrupted you, Mansa.
No, it's okay. Yeah, I just wanted to say it. I wanted to take another question. The time that Marianne write to us, if she has another question. So it's from Melly, Melly V. I am a senior with health issues. I'm remaining calm, but my digestion, at least my colon, is causing me pain. And I got bit by a tick yesterday, and it hurts much today. Do you have any advice, or could I receive healing, please?
Yeah, let me be quiet for a moment, and you can receive healing, and I'll see if there's any advice. Well, I would also suggest that you check that the tick is what it is. You know, check the bite. Have if you can. I understand it's hard to get anything checked. I don't know where you live. If you have any nurse or a doctor that could come to you to check it, but I want to work on your. Let me isolate the tick bite and clear the stomach. The colon issue. Hold on a minute. So I keep getting regret. You have a lot of regret in your life. I just want to invite you to release. And let's all start a new page from today. Is everybody on board to do that? Turn the page to a new page. What's in the past is in the past. It's a different timeline. Let it go. Step into a different timeline where you birth yourself anew. No matter what age you are, it doesn't matter. It's never too late. And it's a new start for all of Earth. Let's start on a new page. I'm still working on you, on your gut. Nelly? You're not drinking enough. Please drink more water. If you could get some of these meditations, will really help you. In package A. I do feel the uncomfort in your stomach. And you know that what happens with the gut, with the colon, is that if we are in fear of something or if we are thinking about the past, we're not allowing the energy to flow. We're not allowing the past or whatever it is that we're stuck on to get out of our system, to get clear by the colon. So again, clear, let it all go. Let it go. And you could bring in light and wash your colon and your digestive system. Or you could get package A and it will be much more powerful for you. I'm still working on you for one more moment. Okay. Now, make sure you drink extra water for the next 3 days. You might feel tired today because I moved a lot of energy in a short time. And that's it. Thank you. Thank you for being here and allowing me to work on you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Sharon. And thank you, Manny. Yeah, we would love to hear your feedback. What did you feel through the healing? And, yeah, let's see. We have, Marianne, she wrote back. She doesn't have a question, but she said, thank you very much for the help.
Very welcome.
And Becky from Denver, Colorado. Hi, Sharon. Can you see what I should be putting my focus on? And can we clear what blocks are ready to be cleared? Thank you.
Becky. Okay. Becky from Colorado. So you get information, you get downloads, but you block them. It's your fear of you're not trusting yourself. So we need more confidence in you. So work on your power, your third chakra. Let me clear some of these blocks. Some of your blocks are past life being very strong, medium, and of course you got hurt, you got killed for it, so you're afraid to allow that information in to do it over. You're afraid to get back into that so you don't get hurt again. But this is another life. I'm talking now to your brain, not to your energy, but to your brain, to your ego, that it's another life. It's another story. You're not going to recreate what you had before. You're starting now a new page, a new life, a new world. It's all new now. So you claim your power back, and I'm working on you while I'm talking to you. I'm clearing those hooks that you have. You have a lot of hooks from fears from this other life. You are very connected. You could get a lot of information. Just trust yourself. And maybe I could give you an affirmation to put into your subconscious. The affirmation I want to give you is, let me see, hold on a minute. I'm going to ask my guides. I am clear on my path in life. I am safe to be who I am. Okay, these two should help you. You say these, say them a few times a day, at least 30 days. I would say them 60 days. I'm almost done clearing those hooks. You have them in your pineal. You have it in your... the back of your head, you have it in your heart, you have it in your gut. I'm just clearing them. You're also a clairaudient. So your right ear is a lot more open than your left. So I want to open your left if that's okay. I'm assuming that it's okay because you asked to clear your block. I'm opening up. Okay, so know that you get information and that you hear information. You could see it in words or you hear it. I am here to tell you to trust it. Trust what you get, and I could give you a process for everybody to start writing with your guides if you'd like, or higher self. You just do a short meditation or go into a meditative space. Have a journal, ask a question, have the intention before that to connect with whomever you want, your guides, your higher self. Ask the question, and whatever comes into your brain, just write it down. Don't negotiate it. Don't think, is it me, is it them? Just write it down. Don't even look at it. And you could get it faster than what you can think about it. In other words, you're not even finished writing the question and you can get the answer. It comes as a packet of information. If you need to think about it, then that's not it. Just let it come. Just let it drop in and write it down. And don't look at it for a few days because then you'll start doubting yourself. So this is how you can build a relationship and a trust of that you hear them, okay, that you hear, that you get information. Yeah, I hope that helps. Thank you, Becky.
Yeah, thank you so much, Becky, for your question, and also thank you, Sharon, for the guidance.
Sure, thank you.
So, we still have 5 minutes. Can we take one more question?
Absolutely.
All right. So we have Diana from Madrid, Spain. Hi,
nice.
Sharon. I feel that I am ready to step in a greater version of myself, helping women to bring joy back to their life. I will start an online business, but I have been doubting about this for many years. Is there still a block, or am I not meant to start a business? Thank you.
Okay, so let me say something. Thank you, Diana, for asking this. There's no such thing as meant. Your guidance to what is right for you, you are the creator. You are the one that decides what is right for you and what not. Not you personality only, but you higher self and you your soul. So in order for you to know if it's right for you, then you have to feel excited and inspired about it. If that is something that expands you, look into it. If it's something that I'm just telling everybody, but then I'll address Diana. If you feel into it and something that you are thinking of doing and your heart expands or your body expands, then you know it's the right thing. If you contract, it could be fear. But if it's not obvious what the fear is, then it's probably not the right thing that you want to do at that time. So for you, Diana, it is very right to do it because you have been thinking about it for so long, and I feel that your energy expands when you think about it. This is exactly the time to start doing it. It's precisely the right time. And maybe you didn't start it until now because now is the right time to do it. Many of you might find that you might not have been ready. You were thinking of things, but you didn't really come forward, not only because you were blocked or had fears or something. What you bring to the table was not ready to be birthed yet. And now a lot of things are being birthed. So have that in mind as well. This is your time, Diana. Step forward. We're all supporting you. I know I am supporting you in with all of my energy. This is a good time, and yes, it's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I see you doing that for women in how they feel inside to do with the outside too. So if you have something to tell them about how they should project themselves. So it has to do with the inside and outside together. That's what I'm getting. I hope this helps. Thank you.
Very beautiful. thank you. Thank you so much, Sharon, for the guidance. And thank you so much, Diana, for the questions and everything you are bringing. Even though this time it feels challenging, but it's really like a great timing and a big opportunity for so many to be more creative and bring their gifts to the world. Thank you so much, Sharon, for all the guidance you gave to our audience, the healing that you gave us through the process and also during the Q&A, and also the guidance and the information you shared with us in the beginning, which was really, really inspiring. Really loved what you shared with us and also the advices that you gave us. So, thank you so much for that, for the time you spent with us, and also for the programs. I'm really grateful to you for that. So, thank you.
Thank you, Mansa, for allowing me and for inviting me to be here with you. I feel your community is very heart-centered and has so much to give, so I'm really excited. Whether you join me or not, I'm still excited. And Monsef, you're wonderful. Thank you for being a light in the world and for doing this. And I hope we all can dream a new world into being a nice world that we can all be loving and supportive of each other. Thank you so much for each and every one of you, and of course, Mansa, for you.
Oh, Thank you. Thank you so much, Sharon. Yeah, it's been really a pleasure and also an honor to have you with us here. So thank you so much for that. And also everyone, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for co-creating with us this beautiful, beautiful space. And also thank you for those who ask the questions. Invite you to look at the programs that Sharon offered to us, and maybe join the one that you feel guided to, and which I highly recommend. And you can find them on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Sharon, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Sharon, SHARON. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page or on the replay page. So thank you again, everyone. And I'm sending you so much love. And I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Thank you, Mansur. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.